So the word throne comes from the word thronos, which means dominion, domain, authority, governance. It does not mean furniture. Most of you, when you hear the word throne in your mind, you have got this throne that you watched in a movie. So you have got this chair with clouds around it, and you think that's the throne of God. Like a throne. So you have got this thing where you are thinking of a sitting somewhere, like a chair. You have got a furniture. I don't know what brand. But there's a furniture in your head. When you hear the word throne, when you say the throne of God, are you here? When you're speaking about the throne of God, people have got what in their mind? Furniture. They see a furniture in their mind. Are you here? They see a chair. They see a throne, you know, like something like a chair. They say, the throne of God forever shall be established. Throne does not mean a chair, okay? Throne does not mean furniture. Who did it? Who made that furniture? Throne is the word thronos, which means dominion, governance, authority. It means a ruling. It means a domain. When I'm talking about throne, so this word thronos does not mean God the throne. No, it's just a word that can be used. So Satan too has got thrones. God too has got thrones. Am I talking to somebody right here? So the battle between God and the devil all started because the devil wanted God's throne. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
So what did he do? He began to wage war against God. But the war he was waging against God, him was not using weapons. He was using incisive words. Words of enticement, where he managed, the Bible says he managed to get and convince one third of angels. One third is not a small number. Where there's 1 billion or where there's 2 billion. Am I talking to you? So in other words, when the battle began of thrones, the devil was not using weapons. He was using seductive words. So he would come and say, you know what? Have you seen God? Every day we are worshiping. I think we need our own freedom. And some angels followed him. Similarly, on earth, when the devil wants to dethrone God's systems, he will not come with weapons. He will come with a thought, an idea in your mind. There are people today who were supposed to be far, but the enemy brought them down because he gave them a bad idea. So as I'm speaking now, they believed the idea to say, if I do this idea, I'll make money. But when they did that idea, they actually lost the money. There are people who the enemy says, stop praying. No one loves you. Things like that. So when we are dealing with the word throne, be very careful. Because throne does not mean, and I'm trying to talk to somebody here. The word throne does not mean a chair. It means dominion. So the devil operates in dominion. God operates in dominion. That set of dominion, that arrangement of dominion, authority, and power, it is known as a throne or thronos. So if the devil has set up an arrangement of dominion or authority or power in a particular given area, it means he has set up a throne. Somebody say, I'm here. If the devil has set up an individual to say, this woman, I am raising up this woman and I'll be using this woman over my power. It means that woman at that point, she is the throne of Satan. And that woman, if Satan wants to destroy somebody in the town or in the village, that woman will be the one being used. So the throne is on that woman. The darkness, the throne of darkness is on that woman. If she says no one will be happy in this family, no one will be happy. Am I talking to you? Similarly, if God also says, I'm raising up this woman from this family, it means the throne of God has been, there is a domain, a dominion, an arrangement of power that has been packaged through that woman or through that man. If there'll be people being poor in that family, the responsibility is on you. You are the one to blame. How are these things happening under your watch? You are a domain. You are a dominion. Why are untimely deaths coming in your family? You are the pillar. You are the power. I'm talking to somebody right here. So God will raise up people as dominions, as thrones. And similarly, the devil too will raise up thrones. Let's go to Isaiah 22. We're going to read from verse 15. So we're going to see a story of a man by the name Shebina. Go ahead and read the scripture.
Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to this steward, to Shebana, who is over the house, and say, what have you here? And whom have you here that you have hewn a sepulchre here, as he who shows himself a sepulchre on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock? Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. There you shall die. And there your glorious chariot shall be the shame of your master's house. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulders. So he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place. And he will become a glorious throne.
Wait, he will become what?
A glorious throne to his father's house.
Get that? That's a very important statement. Did you hear that? So there were two stewards. I hope they're not from Jesus Nation. One was called Shebina, he was a steward. Are you there? One was called Shebina and one was called Eliakim. And Shebina, what he did, he forgot that he was in a place where God's eyes were. And the Bible says he built a tomb for himself in a place where God's eyes were. I'm talking to somebody, right? A very expensive tomb. Built a space, went at a hill, and used a rock, and brought experts and made a hole on a rock, a very expensive one. And there was a spirit of pride. And God said, wait. He said, where are you? First, the question was, who are you and where are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know what I made you to be? But you are mistaking your position for pride. So I will remove you. I will dethrone you. And I will bring Eliakim to take your place of throne. He, Eliakim, when he speaks a statement, it shall come to pass. You will operate like David. When he binds something, it will be bound. And he shall be a glorious throne in his father's house. Somebody say, I'm here. No, I'm talking to somebody. Right. Somebody say, I'm here. Do you know God tonight, he can make you become a throne that can dethrone every poverty, every sickness, whatsoever has been happening in your family. You can be the one the Lord can use tonight. He can raise you up. And the scripture says, I will bring you down. Now, who were these men? They were stewards where? They were all stewards in the palace in Israel. They were stewards in the palace. Shebina had a position. He was the chief of staff. Some here. Eliakim was not. Can you imagine that God is interested in removing a person on that position of chief of staff in the White House? And God is interested in putting somebody. He knows that this one is honest. So when we're talking about thrones, that's what we're talking about. So God will put someone. He says, I'll put someone and I'll begin to use this person. And when he says a statement, when he open a door, no one will shut it. And when he shut it, no one will open it. Somebody say, I'm here. Are you here or you're home? Now, we have not begun our teaching. I'm still trying to make you understand the word throne before we go ahead. Because people think a throne is a chair. When they see us putting a chair in the church somewhere else, that's what they think, like a throne, like, oh, the throne of God is like the lightning, ba, 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 ba. And then there's a chair somewhere, then there's a light around it, ba, 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 ba. Are you here, somebody? Now, let me show you something, because we're bound to do something right now, and the enemy will lose again. Because tonight God spoke to me. He said, I'm going to raise up that woman. I will raise up that man. And when they say a word, when they open a door, no one will shut it. And when they shut a door, no one will open it. Time has come when you begin to pray, not from the point of ignorance, but from the point of knowledge and power. Can you imagine when you say in the name of Jesus, by tomorrow evening, this will happen. And exactly like that. Things to happen as you said it. It does not take some kind of anointing to be upon your head. All it takes is some kind of revelation and knowledge. When you know how to operate, that's how power is given. Power is not given by somebody obtaining it. Power is given by information. So for anyone else who's watching me now, the only thing they're looking for now is, I need a miracle. I need a miracle. Listen, you get it tonight, tomorrow morning, you'll find yourself, you've lost it. And then next week you'll come again for prayer. It's like deliverance. You can set somebody free tonight. 2 hours later, they have got demons again. And they wonder, but he delivered me. Hear me. It's all about when you begin to grow and when you begin to understand what happens in the spirit realm. Let me show you a very important example. Once again, thrones are not furniture. They are a judicial system of governance. Are you here? Well, maybe before I continue, let's talk about, when we speak about Jesus is the king, his title as a king is not just symbolic. People think Jesus is a king in the church. To us who believe, you know, to the lamp, they have got this type of of a picture in their mind of some people, then Jesus is, no. Jesus is the King of Kings. All present. It's not symbolic act. It is actually a legal entity. Legally, he is a king, the whole world. He can raise up one king and bring one another down. He is the king right now. Everybody, everything bows to his voice. So when we speak of thrones, either Satan has set them up in your family, or God has set them up in your family. Either Satan has set them up in church, or God has set them up in church. Either the devil has set them up in institutions, or God has set them up in institutions. Either God has set them up in businesses, or the devil has set them up in your business. There is no an independent moment when it comes to thrones. When I look at your business, your career, it's either there is God in it, there is a throne of God in it, or it is the devil. There is nothing, it's just happening. Now, I want to show you a very important aspect over here that is crazy. Okay? So thrones are seats of power. They are judicial systems and legal dominions in the spirit realm. Now, is influence. Whether it is an impact, whether it is rulership or sustained oppression, there is a throne behind it. Whether there is victory, whether there is loss, whether there is poverty, whether there is prosperity, whether there is a sickness or there is healing, there is a throne behind what is happening. There is a control system. There is a remote system. It's either it's a godly throne or a demonic throne. So when we say thrones, I will look at your situation and I will sense what you're talking about. There is a throne somewhere that is controlling your matter. Raise your hand where you are. Say in the name of Jesus. Every throne of the enemy. Every throne of the enemy. Standing for my downfall. Affecting my life. Affecting my calling. I bring you down. I bring you down. In the name of Jesus. Every throne standing in my finances, standing in my prayer life, I bring you down. In every domain, family, business, career, relationship, education, they are ruling thrones that are operating. Take this quote from Major One. Okay? I wrote this quote for you. And it's a very important quote. You can put it and write from Major One. Until you dethrone the illegitimate, the legitimate cannot take their place. Did you hear that? Until you dethrone the illegitimate, the legitimate cannot take their place. Can you imagine when the illegitimate of Saul now is on the throne? Spiritually, he has been declared illegitimate. David will never become a king until Shebina is removed. Eliakim will never become on that position. How many are getting it? When the throne that is not godly has not been removed, the godly throne cannot be there. What I mean is, if there is a throne to torment you, we'll never have the throne of freedom if the throne of torment has not been taken out. Illegitimacy must be taken out in order to have legitimate. So as I'm speaking right now, there are certain things controlling and ruling around. And these things that are ruling around, until they are dethroned. There are things around you that are happening. It's not the throne of God. There's a system, there is an entity operating. And when we say Jesus Christ came, he came to bring down these thrones. Say with me again, thronos. Colossians 1 verse 16, can you read it for me?
For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominion or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him.
NIV, read again.
For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
All right, we're about to do something right now. The Bible says everything that you see, it says whether thrones were created by him and for him. Okay. And that's a very important part I want us to look at. Say with me again, thronos. The ability to see a hidden throne behind your delay is prophetic. The ability to see a hidden throne behind your sickness, that is what we call prophetic. So I've got somebody right now who was supposed to be far, but there is something happening around. They cannot even understand it, because in the spirit realm, there is a hidden throne that says you will remain here. So what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Now, let's look at the whole Bible. Why was God calling people? It was to dethrone. God called David. What was the purpose? To dethrone. Not just to dethrone Saul. No, that was not the calling of God. There was Goliath to dethrone. There were kingdoms which were not of God to be dethroned. Why did God call Samson? It was to dethrone the Philistines, to finish them off. Why did God call Joseph in Egypt? It was to dethrone the practical wisdom of the elite in the marketplace and finance, and establish the wisdom of God that is above the wisdom of the world. And when Joseph began to use his wisdom in the marketplace, his wisdom was above every wisdom, until the king says, no, I know I have accountants, I know I have lecturers, I know I have financial advisors, but this type of knowledge in finance, I have never seen it. Am I telling something right? Now imagine Joseph, the man was established as a throne, and when he went into Egypt, all other thrones bowed to the throne of God. Imagine you starting something that will shake the whole world, will shake the whole area. But as I'm speaking now, even you are bowing to people who have got no God, thrones of Satan. And the moment the church will realize to say, no, I can't allow this to be happening. I was talking to the youths. I had a very wonderful meeting with them on Tuesday. Is it on Tuesday, Wednesday? Somewhere there. It was Wednesday, right? I was saying, hey, I said, if people are suffering in your family, you are to be blamed. It must not happen under your watch. Anyone else who says, prophet, I need the throne to be brought down. Any throne, any authority, power, dominion, any spirit that is working against you, it has to be brought down. Let's look at weapons to use to bring down thrones. Because tonight we're about to do something. Am I talking to you? So we are on a very serious operation, which is known as Operation Dethrone. Anything that is working against the major one, I promise you, I'm bringing it down tonight. Anything operating against my family, anything operating against my plans, anything operating against your plans, your family, your finances, it has to be brought down. It is not supposed to be there. We command in agreement. We speak with audacity and power. It is coming down. Let's look at weapons. How can we bring down the thrones? Watch. What are the weapons we used to dethrone? Number one, judgment. Say judgment. Say judgment. In Isaiah 54, verse 17, it speaks of a very important part.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
So number one, before you continue reading, just have this at the back of your mind. There is a weapon somewhere formed against you. What have I said? There is a weapon. The scripture doesn't say there is no weapon. The Bible doesn't say there is no weapon for you. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Meaning to say, that weapon exists.
Somewhere.
There is a hidden weapon. There's a throne.
Somewhere.
There is a throne.
Somewhere.
Apostle Paul calls it, when to come to you on that day, you shall call that day an evil day. Continue reading it.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
This is the heritage
of the servants of the Lord.
Thank you.
And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord.
Thank you. Now, did you understand, man? Before that, it says what? No weapon formed against shall prosper, and
every tongue
which rises against you, it doesn't just say in prayer,
in judgment,
you shall condemn. Meaning to say, there are moments we pray as elders. I go in my room and I make a judgment of what must happen. Can I say it properly? Everybody is scared to face Goliath. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
David comes and says, I can face him. But before I face him, what would you give me if I kill him? I said, you will never pay tax. He said, number one. Two, you'll be given a daughter's child as a wife. He said, hey. What else? He says, you'll be given money. Half of the kingdom. He says, I'm going. Somebody said, tactical happenings. The moment he killed Goliath, his CV to become a king changed drastically. He that is what positioned him. Everybody to eye him as the next king. Tactical happenings. There will be tactical happenings from tonight. You will be so shocked how some events will begin to happen. But I see your name appearing somewhere. I see you somewhere.
Glory.
I see some money in your bank account.
Glory.
There'll be some karasu prekia mahane. Saru shaka bahata. Tactical happenings.
Sharama kutaya mane. Rakatara mahane. Praise God. Praise God.
Say tactical happenings.
Tactical happenings.
You'd be like, how? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Shebina was already the chief of staff in the palace. Are you there? But by the tactical happenings of God, Eliakim took his position. Not by qualification, not by wisdom, but by what? Tactical happenings. Not by qualification, not by interview, just by tactical happenings. How did you find yourself here? Says, oh, it was a tactical happening. Joseph is in prison. He is in prison. Everybody thinks the man is finished on a serious crime, where they actually lied that he wanted to rape the wife of a king. The same king. He wakes up in the morning. Take him out. From today, the whole kingdom is under you. The king removes his ring. Gives it to him. The men who were guarding him in the prison are commanded to shave his hair. He's given a robe. And says everybody should bow to this man. Do you think there was wisdom? Do you think it is because the man deserved it? It was a tactical happening. God decides to dethrone certain systems and put some people in some systems. Oh. I'm talking to someone right here. Tactically, boom, I am seeing you on top. You're not getting what I'm trying to talk about. By divine tactical arrangement, I am seeing you moving forward, and nothing shall stop you. Raise up your hands as I receive it.
Powerful.
Quickly, very quickly, I want to give you number three. Thrones can be dethroned by angelic involvement. Angelic involvement. Tonight we are going to invoke the angelic involvement. That throne that has been set in your family, people to be sick all the times, it has to be brought down. That throne the enemy has set for you to always be in financial problems, it has to be brought down. We are a prophetic church, and that's what we are called for. In Psalm 34 verse 7, the scripture says,
the angels of the Lord encompass all around those who fear him and delivers them.
Tonight we will invoke the angelic cord. Do you know when a prayer was made and an answer was given, as Daniel was standing there, there was a throne. The Bible says the king, the word king represents throne. The throne of Persia, it says it withstood me. Do you understand that a prayer was, the angel was coming with an answer, but there was a demonic throne of Persia that stood the angel who was coming with an answer until God sent another angel of war to come and dethrone what was holding the answer. Tonight may the angels be released and fight what has been holding your miracle. Your answer must come. The way you are talking is like you're not serious. Raise your hand and say, in the name of Jesus, so must it be.
So must it be.
Number four, by prophetic offerings. Say prophetic offerings. Say prophetic offerings. Wherever you are, I want you to know this. They are what we call prophetic offerings. I'm not talking about what we give in church. I'm not talking about your seed. I'm talking about where sometime God may lead you, or your revelation may lead you to say, I'm going to give this. And you watch God moving. I want to talk. Can I talk? Ask me and I'll tell you, because I do it all the times. There are moments I give. So in a prophetic offering, it is where a person gives something as a weapon of war. Not just as giving God, I love God, I've given God, I'm supporting, I'm a partner, I'm giving this. No. Prophetic offerings, they have got an address. And I've got a bank account attached. They have got a solution attached. A very good example. I told you before. When Gideon gave a bread, the Bible says he gave a bread, a loaf of bread, to an angel and put it on a rock. Are you there? The angel hit the bread and the angel disappeared together with the bread. And Gideon was going to the battle same week. Are you here? He was going what? To the battle. At night, Gideon disguised himself and sneaked and went into the camp of the enemy to spy. When he was there, he heard one man telling a friend that he had a dream. And he said, in the dream that I had, I saw a loaf of bread coming and it began to attack us. And we were all defeated. What did he see? A loaf of bread. And the other guy said, no. The bread you saw is a sword of Gideon. In the natural, Gideon had given what? Bread.
Spirit.
And in the spirit,
it becomes a weapon.
It became a sword, and it went in the camp of the enemy and began to defeat them. Until they said, I had a dream. Somebody said, prophetic offerings. They are givings. You can give, and I'm giving this to God because I want my mother to be set free. I'm giving this because I want my business to shoot in profits. I'm giving this to God because I want this to be done. The day Abraham gave his son, it was the same day that God said, you're no longer Abraham. You are Abraham. Father. You were a father of your house. The word Abraham means a father of a house.
Yes, sir.
Abraham, a father of the world, meaning his territory increased. Are you here?
Oh, yes.
By giving.
It was giving. And today, he's indeed a father of the world.
Yes.
Christians affiliate
to Abraham.
To Abraham. All Muslims, yes, Abraham. The Jews. Abraham. Because he's a father. There is no Christianity without Abraham. No Judaism without him, and no Islam without him, because of the prophetic offering. So there are moments when God may say give, or when you may have a revelation that it is purposely not just to say I'm giving God. No, it is something to dethrone someone or something. Number five, prophetic decrees. This is beyond prayer. This is executing spiritual laws against illegal happenings, governments, entities, sicknesses, delays around you. So we begin to make decrees. I decree and declare, this throne will not be here. This throne will be brought down. I decree and declare. Are you ready for prayer?
Yes, sir.
This is just part one of this teaching.